Ram gaat wel van het deze bodem. The Gemara says that Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds Zeb Zagorei Mizasher. And therefore, if you have an oven that you heat it up with the Surah Hanoah, so you have to break it. Because the next time you'll use it, the bread will be baked from the Eitzim of Heter, and the oven that was finished by Surah Hanoah, one Gorim is Asur and one's Mutter is Asur, according to Rabbi Lezer. So Mora says, Hi Rabbi Lezer. Elim Rabbi Lezer Disor, to tell me that the Rabbi Lezer that deals with this case of sore. That's where we know that Rabbi Lezer holds that Zev is a Gorim is Asur, Disnan. Sor shall chulin v'shal truma. Shenothel tochisa. You have some yeast of chulin and yeast of truma that fell into regular dough. The ein bezekedei lahachmitz, the ein bezekedei lahachmitz. Neither one had the power of rising this dough by itself. V'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, and together they made the dough rise. So Belezer omer achar achron hanibah. Rabbi Lezer says that everything depends which one was the last one. Assume it's what that means. The Chachamim omrim, bein shenafel isra lechatchila, bein shenafel isra levasov, la'olam einu osher. The Chachamim hold doesn't make a difference if the isra was there in the end or in the beginning. Not osher, ad shehebo kedei lahachmitz. Until the isra has enough to be machmitz, and Tosfos points out that according to the Rabbanan, even if what's it called, both of them have kedei lahachmitz, still not osher. That's still zevah zevagorim. Even if each one independently could have made the dough rise, still, since there's two of them, it's mutter. The only time it's osher is if the one that's mutter couldn't make it rise, and the one that's osher could make it rise, then it's osher. Because the one that couldn't make it rise is irrelevant, has no connection. Then it's not zevah zegorim. But as long as there's two gormim, the rabbanon hold it's mutter. Amar Abaye, and Abaye explained this case, Lo shanu ela shekidem v'silek eso isu. The only time that Rabbi Eliezer holds that if the last one was the heter, that it's mutter, because he says I go after the last one, is if you took away the isu first. So at the end, the thing that made it rise was the heter, and the isu wasn't there anymore. Avalo kidem v'silek eso isu osu. But if you didn't take away the Isser, right, so you have now two garmin working together at the same time, then it's Osser. Alma Zeva Zegorim Osser. So you see that Zeva Zegorim is Osser. See Rashi. Horrible Ezer. The Shamin and Lay Zeva Zegorim Osser. Dover she Isser Vehetter, Gondolo she Yavo, Osser Bano. Something that both Isser and Heter caused it to be is Asubana. Here the dough could not have arisen without both the Isra and the Heter, therefore it's Asur. The Toch Isra Shechulin, El Acher Achron Aniba, Im Silik Sarishon Kin Matarsa Abaya. The way Abaya learns, if the last one, the Seor of Heter was there last, and at that time you took away the Isra, so the only thing that finished it off was the Heter, the Isser is not there anymore, then it's mutter. But if the Isser was still there, then it's also lo shanu, the acher achron anibah, the nothel heter besof mutter, elish akidim eso Isser besof. It's only when you took away the Isser. Mikivin shenofable heter miyad, the hoil v'silko, v'atayin lo hichmitz, v'akal v'halachba. Since when you took away the Isser, the dough hasn't risen yet. What now caused it to rise, Enochinami, with the help of the one that was there, but it's not there anymore. Right? It was the heter, I forgot the hoilbuk tzatz, Shiyochel Zeha Achron Likmar Chimut Salyado. Even though without the first one, the Isser, this one wouldn't have been able to make it rise, but the Isser's not there anymore. I thought he came, Kvarbakalo, the Shuv Ein Chosu Veneirbo. Lamaisa, the original one is not there anymore. So its power is battle. And therefore, I will invoke the Mashiach, the Nigmar Yidei Shnayim, but if he didn't take away the Isser, and the both of them, when they were there, caused the dough to rise, then Ve'enu Yochel Al Yidei Shnayim, Ve'enu Yochel Batal Asher. It's not battle. They're both there, right, at the time that the thing became, that the thing rise, the dough rose. Al Mezeva Zegorim Asher. So you see from this case of Rebbe Lezer that Zeva Zegorim is Asher. Mara says, no. Umimai, the time of the Rebbe Lezer, Kabaya, who said that Rebbe Lezer, right, Taka has to be explained like Abaya did. Dilma, time of the Rebbe Lezer, Mishum the Acher, Acher, Nani Ba. Lo Shna Kid in the Silica Isser, Lo Shna Lo Kid in the Silica Isser. Right? Maybe Taka Rebbe Lezer would hold that the Iker is which was the last one that was put in. That's the mark of a patish. So it doesn't make a difference if you took away the Isser, you didn't take away the Isser. If there was one last, and that one Taka was the one that finished the thing off, that's the one that's the main thing. But if there was no last one, if you put two things, one Isser and one Heter in at the same time, and they work together, right? Then it'd be Mutter. It's only Usher if the last one was the Isser. And not, you didn't take anything away. You left it there. But if you put them in at two different times, and the last one finished it off, that's the significant one. But if there was no last one, they worked together, then Echadami said there's a Gorim, is Mutter. So there's no proof from this Mishnah, except according to Abaya, that Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a Gorim, is also. From the Mishnah itself, you could learn differently, and it could be that there's a Gorim, is Mutter. Rashi, the Acher Acher Naniba, the time of Mishum, the Ozel Basar Gemar Maisa. The reason is not because Rebbe Lezer holds that Zev Zegorim is Osir, but because he goes after the end of the process. Whatever ended the process, that's significant. Gomrub Heter Mutter, Vafilu Loki the Mesila. Maybe it's not like Abai explains. And even if he didn't take away the Isser, but if the Heter was the last one, and that finished off the process of the rising of the dough, then it's Mutter. Deika Zev Zegorim. Then attack it Zev Zegorim. Gomro be Isser, but if the last one was the Isser, and the Isser finished off the process, Usher. Right? That what's it called? Then it's Usher. But not because Zev Zegorim is Usher, because he holds that the finishing of the process is significant. Abba Babasachas, in Mothukachas, if the Truma and the Chulin fell mamish together, the Lekka Gomro be Isser, then neither one finished off the process. They both caused the process equally. Harinami, the Shor Bimutter. So there's no raya from here, except from the way that Abai explains it, that Rebbe Lezer holds Zev Zegorim is Osir. The Zev Zegorim Mutter. Where it says, Ela, Rebbe Lezer, the Atzi Asherah. Different Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer, by Atzi Asherah. Disnan, Natal Heimenu, Eitzim, Asurin Bahano. If you took wood from an Atzi Asherah, so they're also Bahanoah. Hisik Bohenes HaTanur, if you use that wood to fire up an oven, Chodesh you touch, if it was a new oven, this is the first firing up of the oven, so you're basically finishing off the oven and making it capable of baking in the future, then you have to break the oven. Because now, every time you'll bake, you're going to be baking with Eitzim that are Mutter, and what's the residue of the Isser that's made the oven an oven. So the oven doesn't become Isuri Hanoah, but it has in it a koach of Isuri Hanoah, and the koach of the new Eitzim together. So you have to break the oven. Yashon, but if it's an old oven, it's already been fired up, so the Atzei Asherah didn't make the oven, so then Yutzim, all you have to do is cool it off. And now if you'll have new wood, so all you have is one gorim, the one new wood. And that's okay. Also boisapas, asurin bahano. If you bake bread in that oven, right, then it's also bahano. We'll see in 1 second when it's also. Nisarva bacheros, 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 kulan asurin bahano. If that bread, that's Asher Bahanor, got mixed up with other bread, and that bread with other bread, they're all Asher. No bickle. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yoli Chano Aliyam HaMelech. Rabbi Lezer says that Enoch and Ami, they're Asher Bahanor, but there's an Eitzah. You can take the value of the Atzei Asherah, throw that into the Yam HaMelech, and then the rest will be mutter because you're not getting in Hano anymore. What's in the bread? In the bread is the Isra Hano. The Isra Hano, you can't have any benefit. So I'm not getting benefit from the Atzei Asherah in this bread because I took that value and threw it into the Yam HaMelech. And by, what's it called, and he holds that you could be Poda Avodah Zarah. Just like you could be Poda Hektish, you could be Poda Avodah Zarah. And if you take the value of the Isra and make that Isser go on the money, then you can, what's it called, the Isser becomes Mutter, and the money becomes Asser, and you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Amrulau, the Rabbanan say to him, ain't Pidyon L'Avodah Zarah. No, there's no such thing as Pidyon for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Asser, is Asser. So there's a Shaila, first of all, over here, this Yolich Hanol Yam HaMelech, does that make it okay to eat? Now it's not Avodah Zarah anymore. Or it just takes away the Yisra Hanoah. You're not benefiting. But it's still Yisra Achila. You can't change the Avodah Zarah into something else. It's not like Hektish that becomes Chuli. It's still Asher. Except you're not getting benefit. So there's no Yisra Hanoah. That some hold, some Rishonim hold, that it's Mamish Mutter to eat. And some Rishonim hold that it's only Mutter Bahanoah. According to Rebbe Lesher.
Is he doing the Pidyon after it's already burned and cooked?
What?
Doing the pidyon after the wood's already
burned. Yeah, whatever is in there, that's also banor, you're poda. Whatever.
It's not burnt,
which we say that that's there. Right. Also, the Balamor holds that this applies by all Isurim. He holds that there's pidyon for all Isurim Hanor. You can take the Isur Hanor, the benefit from it, and put it on something else and throw it away, and then you're not getting any benefit. And the Ran holds, it's not clear what's it called, whether Rebbe Lezer holds by all Isurim, there's such a thing as pidyon for Isurim Hanoah, or not. So it could be only by Avodah Zarah. Okay. Okay, in any case, what's the Rai over here? So we see that both the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lezer hold that if the oven is new, you have to break it. So Zeb Zegorin is also. So, what's it called? Who says? Tosa says? Or Rashi says?
Maybe Rebbe Lezer is also arguing in the Rishon.
No, he says it. He's just being makel more. He's what's it called? Adding a kula.
Yeah, kula. Right. Maybe he's going in the Rishon also that you could go in the Eilchanah.
Yeah, but it's still awesome. So Rashi says, I think it's Rashi who says, that what's it called? Right. Rashi says, it could have said that Tanakhama is the one who holds Zeb Zegorin. We don't know who he is. But we know Rebbe Lezer agrees to that. So it mentions Rebbe Lezer. Let's see Rashi. Hey, men are min ha'asher. He took wood from the Asherah. Yolich hanor liyam ha'melech. Demei etzer. The value of the wood that you're getting the benefit from, take that value and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. So now you're not getting any benefit. What do we see from Rebbe Lezer? As long as you didn't throw it into the Yam HaMelech, he agrees that a new oven has to be broken and the old oven has to be cooled off. Right? And under the issue of the pasta wheels, that's Asher. Since he holds a new oven has to be broken, he must hold that Zev Zegorim is Asher. Because when you use that oven, you're going to have a Gorim of Isser, the Isser Hanoah that was made the oven, and now the new wood that's Mutter. And still, the Pas is Asher. V'hadu Tanya Le'el Chodesh Yutzon Rabbanani Depligi Alei Derebi Derebi V'amri HaPas Muteris. And who holds what's it called? That Chodesh Yutzon, that's the Rabbanan who argue on Rebbe and hold that the Pas is Mutter. If you baked it in an oven that was finished with Isurei Hanoah, it's Mutter because Zev Zegorim is Mutter. Mishum Delo Chashivei Lo Hanos Hesek. Ba'afilu Begorim Echad Levado. Mishum the Lesserly Surabana. They hold that even if we won Gorim, that the pas is mutter. Because the Gorim of the Hanor of the Hesek is nothing. It's not there. Like, ein Shvach Eitzim b'pas. And then ein Shvach Eitzim b'tanur. The L'chol shekein b'tanur, she'enu nechol, hu b'yatzmo. Surely, in the tanur, if ein Shvach Eitzim b'pas, surely there's no Shvach Eitzim in the tanur. The ein hanosu b'gorim echol levado. Ela b'shnei gorim, mishalau v'shal heter. There, by the tanur, is an extra reason why it's mutter. By the pas, it's mutter, because they hold ein Shvach Eitzim b'pas. We explained that yesterday two ways. One is either that the machlokas is whether the pas is baked from the be'en or only after it burns. But if it's only after it burns, then it's not Isser Hanah. Or because it's bottled. Because even though normally you need a rove to be mevatel, but here it's not a be'en. It's just a gorein. It's just a koach. And a koach is bottle. According to that, why the rabbanon hold you have to cool down the oven? Since ein shvach eats in the pas, right, why can't you use the oven while it's still hot? Lamaisa, the bread is being baked from the burnt iser, not from the intact iser. Hashol the pas v'afuya b'hesek iser. Lamaisa, they say the pas is mutter, even if you, what's it called, didn't cool it down. If you use the atzei asherah themselves to bake the pas, still it's mutter. So why should they told you have to cool down the oven? It's no worse than using atzei asherah or atzei orla to bake bread. Here it's even better. Because what are you using? You're using the oven, which anyway, l'chora doesn't have iser in it, because what was went into the oven was after it was burned. Same thing what goes into the bread. Versus honey mila di'evit. That the Rabbanan say the pas is mutter is only b'di'evit. Aval lechatchila lo kosher l'apos b'esek iser. Even they hold, you can't use Isurei Hanah and burn them to get them in such a way that now they'll be mutter. That the chatchila you can't do, because you're still using the Isurei Hanah. But what in the end goes into the pas or into the tanur, not iser. So b'di'evit, the tanur and the pas are mutter. But lechatchila, to use Isurei Hanah to burn it in order to get the what's it called, the pas baked, that's also. Ulekamen parach etzim di'isul rabbanim eichi mishkachaslo tasirim midaraisa. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, where is it say it says the etzim or asher? Asher to what? No matter what you do with them, you burn them and heat up things with them, they're going to be mutter. Right, the Gemara's going to answer, it's talking where you make a chair out of it and sit in it. But who I did the Mochilok, me lahad the chadash yutats, till the el katana kamadar v'lezer. He could have said that the Tana who holds Sever Zegorin v'zosir is the Tana kamadar v'lezer. He also holds that the oven has to be broken. Elamishim b'lo yadid v'lezer. We don't know who he is. She can't say, well, it's the Tana kamadar v'lezer. Better to tell me somebody clearly it's her v'lezer. Means Rabbi Lezer and the Tanakhama, who he argues on, both of them hold Lamaisa as if it's a Gorim Zosher. Okay. Where it says, Amor the Shamasil Rabbi Lezer, Bavor Zara the Chomer Isura. No. Maybe Rabbi Lezer only holds Zev Zegorim Zosher by Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah is also b'mashu. Right? Because lo yidbak b'yot chob ma'uba min achim. So since Avodah Zarah is also b'mashu, therefore Zev Zegor v'gorim is also. B'shar Yisurim sh'vetor v'shabaslay, but other Yisurim, where there is a concept of bittle, you need 200 by Orla, right? And Kilaya Karen, right? Maybe there, since it's shayich bittle, it's shayich Zev Zegorim is mutter. Where it says, Elim Kain, Aman Tamayu. If that's the case, then there's nobody who holds Zev Zegorim is usher by Orla and Kilaya Karen, who is that Mishnah go according to, that says, you touch. We don't have anybody else. must be the Rebbe Lesser doesn't make a difference. Va'od atanya behedya. Besides that, we have a brisa that says beferish, that Rebbe Lesser is not only hasser by hektish, but by shari surim too. Rashi, imke, the pirchas dilma shadile, if you're going to ask that question, that maybe Rebbe Lesser only said his din of zevesekorim osser by hektish, where there's no bickle, but by other isurim, where there is some kind of bickle, it's mutter. There's no Tana then that we ever found that holds by Orla that you have to break the oven. Since we didn't find any Mishnah that holds Zevizekorim Osir except this Mishnah of Rebbe Lesser and the Tanakhama, then it must be that Rebbe Lesser and the Tanakhama hold it's not only by Atzi Asherah that Zev is a Gorim is Osir. The Chaz is Stam and Atani B'Shari Surin Nami Hachi. Rebbe Lesser Komer Lava Lo Shani Lai. Obviously, you can't make this chilek. Okay. Besides the fact that there's a Betherish Abraisa, then Rebbe Lesser doesn't make such a chilek. Omer Abaya. Im Tim Talomer Zev is a Gorim Osir. If you hold Rezev Zegorim is Osir, so Rebbe, Heine Rebbe Lezer, that if you hold that Rebbe holds Zev Zegorim, we said before, we have no proof that Rebbe holds Zev Zegorim is Osir. Maybe he only holds Yeshvach Eitz in the past. But if you hold that Rebbe holds Zev Zegorim is Osir, then he says the same thing as Rebbe Lezer. The Imtim Shalomer, Zev Zegorim is Mutter. However, if you'll say in Rebbe, like we said before, that Rebbe holds Yeshvach Eitz in the past, that if you cook, you bake bread directly with wood, that's Osir Bahanoah, that the Isser goes into the past, but if it would be two Gorim, Rebbe would hold it be Mutter, it's only when there's one Gorim, then it's Osir. V'hocham Yishum the Yeshvach Eitz in the pasu, then Honey Kairos, the Kosos, Utslochios Asirim. Even so, according to Rebbe, right, if you had dishes and cups and the pots, they're also. If you bake them, why? Because kipligi b'tanur v'kdeira. The only machlokes where you have to come out to zev zegori is a tanur or a kdeira. Because then the halacha, the metzias is that you don't cook things in a tanur, right, with one thing of wood. Right, there, the isser. Right, the isser is going to be just one thing. Right? It's not going to be two different things. Shirashi. Amar Abai, Imtim Shalomer, Brysim of Fureshes Hachi, the Chihechi the Osir Rebbe, the Pas, Hachi Nami Osir Betanur. If we'll learn before that when Rebbe Osir the Pas, he also Osir the Tanur, the Apapishain Hatzmo Nechel, even though the Tanur is not the only Gorim, the Isle Zevis a Gorim Osir, the Rashi the Brysim the Leel, the Orla, Rebbe Komer Lakula, Rebbe is the one who holds that Chodash Yutats, and Rebbe Lesser, Benichusa, the Lekalim Yuboy Vide, that he holds the same thing as Rebbe Lesser. The Imtim Shalomer, the Sphira Le Zevizekorim Mutter, but if you hold that Rebbe holds Zevizekorim is Mutter, and therefore Rebbe would not hold, you have to break the Tanur. But he would hold that if you bake bread with Eitzim of Orla, the bread's Osir, because that was only one Gorim. Vereshida Hulav Rebihu, El Rebbe Lesseru, Hashem the pasu to us already, mishum the yeshvach eitzim begufa. The nimsa kishaoch la gufa, hu nahanehena bino yisra begorim echad. Ava the tanur chadash, the tzinen o shari. But a tanur chadash, if you cooled it off, and now, in order to bake the bread, you need two causes. The new wood, and the old wood, which finished off the oven. There Rebbe would hold its mutter. Hani kairos kosos utzlopios. Shalcheres. All of these things are
earthenware, and they all need to be fired the first time to be able to be used. Shitzir von Maase Eshera, Asir, Afil the Rebbe. According to Rebbe, they're going to be usher, unlike a tanur. Why? The Hoyesh Shvach Eitzim Bohem. Over here, you're getting benefit from them without a second goring. Why? When you put the food into the pot. You made a pot, right, and finished it off without Yisr. So now you have a pot that has in it the power of Yisr that made the pot. Okay? So now what are you going to say? Well, you can only heat up the pot with something mutter. So the food, you're only getting Hanoah from the cooking of the food from two garments, just like the oven. It's not the same thing. Because when you put the food in the oven, you get no benefit. The only benefit comes from putting a fire in the oven and baking the bread. But when you put the food in the pot, you already have a benefit. Right? The food's in the pot. The pot's holding the food. You're benefiting from the pot even before you put it on the fire. So therefore, it's also, you can't use a pot that's also Bahanoa to contain your food. But to contain food in an oven, there's no benefit. The only benefit is heating the oven and baking the thing. But over here, containing, it's a container. It has two purposes. One is to cook, and one's to contain. So the containing is also Asher Bahanoa. Why is Rashi says, Asir afilu Rebbe, d'hoyeh shvach etzim bohen, v'adosim below gorim sheinihu, v'adidei gorim rishin hu mishanish bohem ados gufo. You're using the pot, even before you cook with it. V'lo tamu l'tanur, d'lo matya hanol l'guf minei, adi yikah gorim sheini. From a tanur, you get no benefit until you heat it up. And then you're always going to have a second gorim, and zevese gorim is mutter. But with the pot, you get benefit just by putting it into the pot. And then there's only one goring. Keep pleading Rebbe to the washer of a pass. If we're saying now that Rebbe holds Zev is a goring is mutter, but Yeshvach hates in the pass, he only argues, on Rebbe Lesher, who holds Zev is a goring is usher in a tanur and a kdeira, where there's no benefit for putting it in the thing until you heat it up. She'ein ha'guf nehena mehen at she'ovo gorim she'ni v'hu shel heter. Kedera, okay, it's the next piece. So ani kairos kosos shlochios asiri ki plige b'tadur v'kedera l'mad di ober zev zeh gorim osar asar l'mad di ober zev zeh gorim motar shari. Okay, ike di abre Ikadi Amre Afila Lamandi Omer, Zevizagorim Mutter. Some learn it the following way. Even the one who holds Zevizagorim is Mutter, Kedera Asura. Why? To Hakibla Bishula Nikmi Dinasan Eitzin De Tera. This is the way they learn, that a what's it called, the Kedera is Asur, because the Maisha, you're getting the Hanah from the Bishul even before you put on the thing on the fire. Because it's being contained in the pot, like we said before. Rashi, Kedera, Shetzir, Bokshi, Chadosh, Shabbat, Yisr. You had a pot that you finished off, you fired, with Atze Yisr. So now the pot has in it the Golem of Yisr, and now you put something mutter in it, it's Yisr. Do Mekabla Bishula, the Ika Hanos Tashmish, Shemishtanish, Babalo Goromachet, Lamaisa. Now that you have a pot that can contain something, if you put something in it, you're getting hana by putting something in it, even before you put the pot on the fire. That's a second hana. Now you're using the pot to cook with. But before you're using the pot to contain. Aval tanur, ein nosnin bo pas, elalachar hesekar shokorim heter. By a pas, you don't use the tanur. Here's a different story. Here, you never put the bread into an oven when the oven's cold, and then put the wood in. First you put the wood and heat up the oven, then you put the bread in. So according to the Ika de Amre, the Svara is not that the tanur, you're always going to have a second goreim, but the kedera, there's only one goreim when you put it into the pot. Okay? The difference is, what's the order? By the tanur, you always have the second goreim before you introduce the pot. By the kedera, you don't necessarily have the second goreim before you introduce the food. You put the food in before it's on the fire. But in a tanur, you never put the bread in before you fire it up. What's a nafkamina? Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda. Oh no, it's looking at a different thing. A nafkamina would be, what happens, taka, if you put the pot on the fire before you watch a call to put the food in? Then the chora, you have the second goreim first. So that should be mutter too. Then that should be mutter also. But according to the first lashon, right? Or if you put the bread into the oven before you fire it up, should also be what's it called? What's not shaykh? But what's it called? But the pot depends. If you put the pot on the fire before you put the food in, it's zeves agorim, it's mutter. If you put the pot on the fire.
What? As soon as you take off the pot from the fire, also it's a problem. Now you have only zegum.
No, so you pour it out while it's okay, it's not shy. I hear. It could be the can't, you can't avoid it.
It's also not usual way anyway.
But that doesn't make a difference. But the chorea, it's not shy. You're always going to get the hanoa of the. Without the food, the cooking, you're getting the hanoa of it being there. By shaking the pas, you never get the hanoa of it being in the oven. You get the hanoa only of the baking.
What? What's that
nor being
in the oven?
I'm saying, yeah, okay. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Tanur shesiko beklipei orla, or bekashin shabtulay akerim. And now we have Amoroi. Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, a tanur, right? Until now we had Tanoyim arguing. Now we have Amoroyim paskening. If you've heated up a tanur with klipe orla, or kashin shokilaya keren, chodesh you touch, like Rebbe Lesser, or like Rebbe, if he holds zevazegorim zosher. Yoshin yutzon, ofa boas apas, Rebbe omer apas muteres, v'chachomim omerim apas asura. I votani, he said the opposite. Rebbe's the one who holds shvachetzim apas, and the Rabbanan hold ein shvachetzim apas. Shmuel, Ifcha Tani. And Echanan Shmuel had the opposite. Shmuel learned the Machlok is the opposite way. The Rabbanan holds Yesh Shvachetzim Bapas, and Rebbe holds Ein Shvachetzim Bapas. The Iboy Yisema, Ba'al Makasov Shmuel Halachik Rebbe Michaviro. Or no, really Shmuel also learned that Rebbe is the one who holds Yesh Shvachetzim Bapas, and the Rabbanan holds Ein Shvachetzim Bapas. But Rebbe also holds normal, or Shmuel normally holds, that the halacha is like Rebbe, if he argues on one person, the lo mechaveron. But where there's a group of people, tanoim arguing on Rebbe, then the halacha is not like Rebbe. Uvaha afilu mechaveron. But here Shmuel held, the halacha is like Rebbe, even against the chachamim. And he wanted people to follow that halacha. But if he would have said that Rebbe is the one who says it's asur, and the Chachamim holds its mutter, they would have gone according to the normal klal of Ein Halachik Rebbe Michaveiro, and they would have been muttering. But here Shmuel holds that despite the klal, the halach is like Rebbe. Right? The Shavar Asnaya Ipchas, he said, you know what? I'm going to teach this the opposite way, right? And it'll look like the Chachamim are the ones who say it's asur, and that way people will follow the halach. Even though it's not true, but this is a case where you're allowed to lie in order that the halacha should be kept. Because if people saw it the other way, they wouldn't keep the halacha. This way, they'll keep the halacha. So what you're doing is strengthening the emes by changing it around. So ultimately, that's what the emes is. Because if you said it the right way, the emes wouldn't be in the koyim. Rashi. The machlokas is the opposite. Rebbe holds his mutter, and the chachamim holds its osir. The boy Yisema, Shmuel nami hochi asnai. Shmuel also held that Rebbe taka holds its osir, and the chachamim holds its mutter. The islay, the Rebbe, also Rabban and Shoru. The iu hofichlo, and Shmuel though held the halachas like Rebbe, even though he argues on the chachamim. And he switched it around purposely, knowing that he's quoting it the wrong way. In order they shouldn't hear, follow the Rabbanon and be matarit, since he holds the halachas like Rebbe. The Ba'alba machlokos acheros, shenech leku Rabbim al Rebbe, sphere le Shmuel, the afakav the halachik a Rebbe, mechadei ro, the mokam yochid, ein halachik a Moshe, mechadei ro, kolomer mokam Rabbim. Shmuel holds, normally the rule is, the halacha is like Rebbe, only when he argues on one Tana, but it's not like Rebbe, where he argues on many Tanoim. But here's the exception. Here Shmuel held that the halacha is like Rebbe, even if he argues on a lot of Tanoim. It could be the reason is, because here Rebbe Lesser and the Rabbanon of Rebbe Lesser agree with Rebbe. The halacha kamoso, I forgot the rabbin pligi alei. So atcha vasnaya, atchena vasnina. So he said, you know what? If I teach over this Mishnah properly, people are going to make a mistake and think the halacha is like the chachamim and it's mutter. So I'll switch Rebbe with the chachamim and then they'll hold the chachamim said it's osir and they'll know that it's osir. I'm going to quote the Rabbanon as being the ones who said it's awesome. And that's really what the halacha is, even though in truth the Rabbanon didn't say that. The Yasu b'nei Adam k'mosom sha'akol hochin achrei rabbin. Because then the people will follow the rabbin. Shimani omer halacha k'rebi shu yachid lo yaminu li. If I tell them the halacha is like Rebbe, and they know the klal, that the halacha is like Rebbe, only Michadero and not Michadero, they won't believe me, this is an exception. So therefore I'll switch it around, and that way people will come out to do the right halacha, even though it's by subterfuge that they're doing it. But that's okay. It's okay to get people to do what's right, even if you have to switch it around, because otherwise if you don't switch it around, they're going to do what's wrong.